So without further ado, PC Podcast.
Smells like cheap beer and piss.
I know. Exciting, right?
I can't tell you if I'm sorry. I can't tell myself when to get up and make coffee. Think I need some help. I can't tell you if I'm happy. I can't even tell if anything is going right. I think I need some help. How would I tell?
What do you say? We whip up a bit of enthusiasm, eh?
Well, play the beat for me to dance. There is only one.
PCP 636, and we began with two fantastic pieces of music, did we not? The first of which was by a band originally called Baby with an exclamation mark, and you can find them at soundcloud.com/official baby band, and they're based out of Boston, Massachusetts in the US, but they're now called Honeycut. But they still have the same website, which is a bit strange. And Honeycut is HoneyCutt, and that comes from a Pulse compilation, which I played a couple of tracks from last week or the week before. Got a big thanks from the guys that put together the Pulse compilation. So a big shout out to you. We've got two tracks in this week, and we'll have another one shortly. And then after that, we had Take My Job Away, featuring Robbie Megabyte, by the amazing W as a Collective, of course, a W as a Collective, wasa.org, from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and only a couple of weeks' time, and I'll be going to see them in concert, and I can literally not wait. It is going to be awesome. It really is going to be awesome. And at the start of the show, we had the words of someone you might not know outside the UK, but Nicholas Parsons, one of our great, what are they called? The National Treasures, they call them, don't they? National Treasures of Britain. He's been around a long time. He died at the age of 96. He's done a fantastic job. He's done lots of funny things over the years, and he has sadly passed away. But he will be missed by many, but he will be enjoyed because he has done amazing things. Let's stop talking. Let's get on. This is another track by Saki, out on Bandcamp this time. It was on another record label called, I think it was Jumpsuit. This is Puja. Enjoy.
Thank you. it ain't about the money and the weather's always sunny. While some are fighting it, I'm working hard on uniting it. Bring your offering to the altar of enlightenment. Get you so excited, fierce fire ignited. Can't help but be delighted, you officially invited to the next level, step up, stand up. This about surrender, let go, show up. Time to show grace, show faith, show face. Let it be known, right time, right place. Saw seeds calling home in a deep space. I'm one of seven sisters, keep up, keep pace. I have many names, soul such a dream catcher. Demand and I claim, I'ma work you, I'ma get ya. Worldwide, reaching out to your hometown. Wherever I be, where you know it's going down. Let them all know, long as the road to the temple, let's go. Make them all move, pop, 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 kick, 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 kick. Let them all know, long as the road to the temple, let's go.
Kogel.
Buy one now, you get one half price.
We don't come and dance to tell people what they are doing, you know. We come for entertainment. The whole lot of people, they can't want to make we big.
Yeah.
that was rather nice, wasn't it? That was King Tubby's Brass and Ting by Stephanosis meets Samson Benji. Stephanosis used to be known as Steve Stepper years ago, and I'm sure I played some stuff from him on the Dub Zone many, many years ago as well. That came out on Dubophonic.bandcamp.com. Apparently that's an album that was out on an old label that is no longer with us, so Dubophonic have reissued it, which is rather nice. You can find that at dubophonic.bandcamp.com. Stephanosis, as you now know, is based out of Los Angeles in California. Before that, we had Saki, that's S-A-Q-I, S-A-Q-I.bandcamp.com is where you'll find him. That was a track called Pooja, or Pooja, featuring Aima the Dreamer and Robin Jackson, the Saki House remix. He's also from California, although I'm not quite sure where, and I picked it up at Bandcamp. We have quite a bit of American stuff in this week, actually, so we'll be playing more as we go along. But we're now going to go off to God knows where. This is an artist called FSKS. Any more than that, I don't know. They're from Lost Frog Records at lostfrog.net. You can find them at fsks0.bandcamp.com. And there's a track called Cat Shark Aquarium.
Face the world.
Le cerveau est l'organe le plus incroyable que nous possédons. Selon une hypothèse, nous n'en utiliserions que 10%. Mais lorsqu'il s'agit de réfléchir, ce pourcentage pourrait être encore bien inférieur chez les idiots.
Faisons simple. Faisons simple.
Se demander pourquoi y a autant de connards qui viennent t'emmerder même quand tu ne veux pas entendre leur bobard, leur remarque de demeurer intolérant ou ignorant. C'est parce que ça ne demande pas d'effort trop hard. Effectivement, pourquoi se torturer l'esprit? C'est si fatigant. Les scrupules t'épuisent alors tu les méprises systématiquement. Ainsi tu ne culpabilises pas, tu t'autorises à sortir des saloperies horrifiantes. Allez vous faire foutre, il faut que je dise de la merde. Rien à faire, il n'existe pas de verrou pour que ces pros de la bêtise se la ferment. C'est drôlement difficile de résoudre un gros imbéciles au discernement, parce qu'il en a la flemme, lui tout fièrement. Vocifère tant, tout mot virulent, insultant ce qu'il ne comprend, puisqu'il n'en a pas pris le temps. C'est faux que ça fait du bien, mais honnêtement, feignant, avoue que c'est surtout parce que c'est plus simple.
Faisons simple,
c'est la philosophie des gros bœufs.
Faisons simple,
je préfère être un imbécile heureux.
Faisons simple,
tant pis si je réfléchis trop peu, ça fatigue donc il vaut mieux. J'évite de me plier au jeu.
Faisons simple,
c'est la philosophie des gros bœufs.
Faisons simple,
je préfère être un imbécile heureux.
Faisons simple,
tant pis si je réfléchis trop peu, ça fatigue donc il vaut mieux. J'évite de me plier au jeu.
S'il y a des choses absurdes, très mal faites, n'ose pas te pointer le doigt dessus. T'as cru que c'était la fête? Sois bien sûr qu'une bonne partie prendra ça à la légère, voire pire, va sortir la théorie parce que ça les énerve. Ce sont les bons sentiments, v'là le type de réponse intransigeante de ceux pour qui c'est chiant d'être compatissant. Tranquillement, ils esquivent les questions éthiques en répliquant
temps, des invectives en guise de diversion stratégique.
C'est pratique, non?
Ça pose le débat, plus sur militant qui nous irrite tant que sur sa cause de départ. Et là, pour se faire entendre, il faut se débattre. Puisqu'en face, ils s'en branlent qu'on puisse défendre des choses qui les dépassent. Leur moquerie, ils ne les placent que pour éviter d'argumenter. Puisqu'il se peut, hélas, qu'ils ne soient pas très documentés sur ce qu'ils ne peuvent pas supporter. Peut-être ont-ils peur de se froisser le cervelet.
Faudrait pas non plus forcer.
Faisons ça,
c'est la philosophie des gros bœufs.
Faisons ça,
je préfère être un imbécile heureux.
Faisons ça,
tant pis si je réfléchis trop peu. Ça fatigue donc il vaut mieux. J'évite d'un plié au jeu.
Faisons ça,
c'est la philosophie des gros bœufs.
Faisons ça,
je préfère être un imbécile heureux.
Faisons ça,
tant pis si je réfléchis trop peu. Ça fatigue donc il vaut mieux. J'évite d'un plié au jeu.
La paresse intellectuelle se fait des plus détestables quand c'est à elle que se rabaisse élue et chef d'État. C'est dans ce contexte qu'elle fait le plus de dégâts. Raisonnement con pour décision complexe, c'est pas le pur extase. Qu'on en a vu des nazes, nos politiques aborder des problématiques avec la plus pauvre des tactiques, celle du gros bourrin qui prône la méthode coup de poing, mais bien incapable au fond d'attaquer le mal à ses causes profondes. La réflexion, non, la répression. Dans les solutions des champions du zèle, c'est elle dont il est sans arrêt question. Être moins excessif, non, ce serait du laxisme. Accusé d'angélisme plutôt que ça s'agir, c'est vrai que c'est plus facile. C'est comme une forme de virilisme où il faut qu'on affirme sa force primitive. Pour que ceux dans le même délire se disent,
ça c'est un vrai bonhomme qui dirige.
Ou un crétin fini qui pige rien du monde autour de lui, donc il se simplifie.
Faisons ça,
c'est la philosophie des gros bœufs.
Faisons ça,
je préfère être un imbécile heureux.
Faisons ça,
tant pis si je réfléchis trop peu. Ça fatigue donc il vaut mieux. J'évite d'un plié au jeu.
Faisons ça,
c'est la philosophie des gros bœufs.
Faisons ça,
je préfère être un imbécile heureux.
Faisons ça,
tant pis si je réfléchis trop peu. Ça fatigue donc il vaut mieux. J'évite d'un plié au jeu.
Faisons ça,
c'est la philosophie des gros bœufs.
Faisons ça,
je préfère être un imbécile heureux.
Faisons ça,
tant pis si je réfléchis trop peu. Ça fatigue donc il vaut mieux. J'évite d'un plié au jeu.
Faisons ça,
c'est la philosophie des gros bœufs.
Faisons ça,
je préfère être un imbécile heureux.
Faisons ça,
tant pis si je réfléchis trop peu. Ça fatigue donc il vaut mieux. J'évite d'un plié au jeu.
Faisons ça.
Two more tracks for you, the second of which was called Façon Simple, or Façon Simple, or just Let's Keep It Simple, by Explicites, E-X-P-I-L-I-C-I-T-E, Explicite, Les Sites, L-A-S-I-F-S-I-T-E dot F-R. That is from a label called Politique Comment Incorrect, which is also at the same label. Basically, it's the guy, he's put his own label together, it's at the same place, he's based out of France. Any more than that, I don't know, but I rather liked it. Then before that, we had FSKS, as I said, available at fsks0.bandcamp.com, Catcher of Aquarium on Lost Frog Records. So it's been a rather, well, I don't know, it's getting to that time, isn't it? By the time you get this podcast out, or when it comes out, I'm obviously doing it a day early, it'll be out first thing on Friday morning, Friday the 31st of January, which will be the last day that the UK will be part of the European Union, and we will be phasing out our involvement in Europe, and presumably phasing in our involvement with the US, which I'm not sure if that's a good thing, is that a bad thing? I think certainly adopting some of the American rules, I mean, the ones we know about are things like, you know, chlorinated chicken and genetic modified crops we don't particularly want, and they are banned in the EU, but they will no longer be banned in this country. And you know, there's the things like the European Working Time Directive stopping inscrutable employers from pushing you to work longer hours. That's going to go as well. So lots of things are going to go. I think it is very, very small-minded. It's Little England. I watched a bit of video yesterday of Nigel Farage, the spineless twat that he is, waving little flags and saying, you know, basically F off to the European Union, where they were sort of magnanimous and saying, we will miss you. What a world. What a world indeed. This is Animal Desire. Does it make sense? Yes, Animal Desire by Rorschach. We'll be right back.
First you think, hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, it grows on you. You watch.
Sunset settled into my apartment, Colombiana by my side. Avenida Grande bustling with lamentation, but really who could ask for more? South America will treat you well, they said, echoing beneath the wedding bells. Take the time and you can see in a space where you can breathe. Spend the best years by the sea. Caribbean incantations, I swear there's something in the air. Swaying on a hammock, listen to each other's heartbeats. I'd whisper something in her ear. South America will treat you well, they said, echoing beneath the wedding bells. Take the time and you can see in a space where you can breathe. Spend the best years by the sea. Tropical meridian, making love atop the kitchen. We hardly made it past the door. Turning over like the tide, rushing to and fro, anticipate. Let me be your escape by the shore. South America will treat you well, echoing beneath the wedding bells. Take the time and you will see, in a space where one can breathe. Spend the best years by the sea. Yeah, spend the best years by the sea.
And that was your second track from the Pulse compilation that I mentioned at the top of the show. That's by a band called Boxing at the Zoo. You can find them at soundcloud.com/boxingatthezoo. The track was called Colombiana. They are from Orlando in Florida. And as Pulse compilation can be found at pulsecompilation.bandcamp.com. Only the one record. We could do another one, guys, if you're up for it. Very interested in that sort of stuff. Before that, we had Rorschach, and that's on Jumpsuit Records at jumpsuitrecords.bandcamp.com, based out of San Francisco in California in the US. That was Animal Desire featuring Maria Sauer, S-Z-A-U-R. Right, let's move on. Let's have something dubby. This is Light and Shadow by Dub Tanko.
Thank you. it was top notch. I wish I could, I can't remember any of it at all, but it was a great piece of work.
Aquatone there. Aquatone can be found at the USC Miners record label, uscm.bandcamp.com, based out of Moscow and Russia. I don't know where Aquatone is from. It was a track called Autumn, and it was the radio edit you can find at that particular location. And then before that, we had Dub Tanko on a track called Light and Shadows. He's based out of Lyon in France. You can find him at soundcloud.com, unfortunately, I said Dub. Dub, no, it's not Dub Tanko, it's Dub Anko. What am I talking about? Dub Anko, D-U-B-A-N-K-O. I really should start reading this stuff before I start reading it, as it were, if you understand what I'm saying. Reading it before I start saying it. In fact, thinking a minute before I start opening my mouth would be good. Would be good indeed. ODGprod.com, that's where you'll find that. In that, this is where you'll find ODG on Dub Ground themselves on a track called Wada.
We'll be right back. There's something special going on here, and I feel a part of it.
I think your fear is clearly misleading to the people all around. I can hear them in either. I hate to be the one that have to beat it to the ground, but I'm looking up and down and see nobody else is gonna make a sound. So where do I start? Where do we go? How did our love become so low that we know? Up is the only way to go. Crap is the only thing we're so trapped in, a hole that we draw. No, let me try explaining my flow, that not unlike trees will grow, and not unlike bonfires glowing, critical the mass that we are reaching without knowing becomes the war of all against all, that you pull from your ass and your soul, that the mold is convincing no more to the working class poor, and you try to keep us down like before. No, telling us there's no other way to go. No, telling us that the power is above, not below. No, telling us to do as you show. No, bringing in the po-po, showing us the meaning of the law. Go underneath of it all and you'll see what I mean when I say it's a dream in a dream. See how collectively we bring it to be. No God, just you and me. Let me just close my eyes for a while and breathe in the silence. Let me contemplate this world of others that we draw our experience from. Let me just breathe a while. Let me just close my eyes for a while. Let me just breathe a while. Let me just be. Let me just close my eyes for a while and breathe in the silence. Let me contemplate this world of violence that we draw our experience from. Let me just breathe a while. Let me just close my eyes for a while. Let me just breathe a while. Let me just be. Let me just breathe a while. Let me just breathe a while. Let me just be. Let me breathe a while. Let me just be. Let me breathe a while. Let me breathe a while. Let me breathe a while. Let me be. Let me breathe a while. Let me breathe a while. Let me breathe a while. Let me be. Let me breathe a while. Let me breathe a while. Let me breathe a while. Let me breathe a while.
Different, wasn't it? That was very different. I rather enjoyed that. That's on the Kamizdat record label, kamizdat.si, and that was an artist called Million Ear, and millionear.bandcamp.com, and the track was called Let Me, based out of Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Rather interesting. Before that, we had WADA, W-A-R-D-A, by On Dub Ground. So there's On Dub Ground, and there's Original Dub Gathering. So On Dub Ground is a band, and they play out of Tours in France, and Original Dub Gathering is the sort of record label that puts all the stuff together with various different artists that are part of the collective, as it were. Both are available at odgprod.com. Yes, makes sense, doesn't it? I think it does. I think it does. But then again, you know I don't make much sense myself. Right, one last track. Mikhail Fyrek. I almost said Fryek, but it's Fyrek, because I did actually look this time. MikhailFyrek.com, that's MikhailFyrek.com, based out of Sweden on Carvey Collective at carvey.org, and a track called Keres. I hope you enjoy it. I will be back next week, assuming, of course, that I survive another day in London with Mr. Peter Clitheroe. We're off to sort of a thing called the RSA, which is the Royal Society for the Arts, of which Clitheroe is basically got himself. quite high up in these days, and he keeps suggesting I come along, and I'm quite interested in finding out what we're going to go and do. We're going to go and listen to somebody talk about the future of music in a future of artists and how we can help them increase their publicity and all that sort of stuff. Presumably, it'd be quite interesting. We had a comment yesterday or the day before, I think, on the news that they're going to try and reduce the business rates on a number of small venues across the country. Not that many small venues, let me add, and I'm not sure how many of them are ones I've been to. I know one of them is the Brudenell Club in Leeds, which is a great place where various bands that I know have played in the past and probably still want to play there now. So that's good for them, but is it just window dusting? Is it just candy floss on top of a rather stodgy cake that says basically a lot of these places are closing? Another place in Brighton we used to go to is closing and has actually, in fact, just closed recently. So it's all going to be very interesting. Mr. Clifford and I will be there offering our erudite advice and then going out and having a few beers. Yes, it's that kind of thing. Anyway, I'm going to bugger off. I'll leave you with Keris by Michael Fierek, and I will see you soon, folks.
Okay, then.